to see you, man.
Boys, what's happening?
Smiling face behind the mic over there.
It's a pleasure.
It's like old times.
You know, it's been a long time, Mike. I want to say 14 years since I've cracked a mic in the greater South Jersey area.
The decor is the same in
nothing
here.
Nothing has changed.
Nothing.
The people haven't changed. The studio hasn't changed.
Nothing I haven't has changed. Touched anything.
You haven't changed at all.
No, I gained about 70.
Well, you look pretty good, man. And it's a blast. I can't wait. I'm excited, thrilled to be here with you guys. So
nice.
Thank you for welcoming me.
Hey, man.
And having me here until you get sick of me.
We're looking to have fun. That's all. Yeah. We like to entertain and inform. Entertain, entertain, entertain. We'll have fun today. We got plenty to do. Our Red Zone's coming up. Frank's got his final Phillies mailbag at 3:30. Johnny Mack, who's in, who's out as well. A lot to get into, boys. You know, yesterday, we talked a lot of Eagles. Obviously, we'll talk some Eagles throughout the day. Matt Klintak spoke yesterday. We didn't really get to comment on what he had to say because when the Eagles lose, everybody loses their mind. And, of course, did anybody notice that Markelle Fultz hit a three-point shot last night?
Woo! Twitter was going to literally break down and explode.
You believe that?
Yes, I do.
Like when you go on, like, this. Sorry, this page doesn't exist.
Sorry, Fultz overload.
That's usually when I get blocked or, like, Twitter just expels me for
right.
a day. But, yeah, I'm with you. That was amazing to see. It was the first time that we really got to see it since all the talk with Drew Hansen and working on the jump shot. Even against Australia.
Right.
Right? You didn't
right.
really get what you wanted.
Gave you the nugget.
Just yeah,
it didn't matter. Gave you an elbow jumper.
Right.
But, like, it's like you have to keep watching. It was like next week on the Sixers preseason. Here's what's coming up. And it's like the first game he gives you the elbow jumper, and then he goes back a little bit, you know, rattles home a three.
It's not to downplay it, but it was a slow, standard, open corner three set shot, and everyone was like, Fultz, his jumper is back.
When the bar is so low.
So right? low. The guy literally, he could have just flicked his wrist. He didn't even have to have a ball in his hand, and everyone would have.
Well, listen,
it's
he
awesome
calmly, he got the, he starts the break. Here comes Simmons, and then he's over in the corner, just nesting in that left wing. The fact that that's where he set himself up, that's one thing.
Right.
Because sure. he could have gone his way to the basket and just hit a left. He went to the corner, and then calmly, one dribble, and it was like, I've been doing this my whole life. And at that moment, it was exhale all over. How about a three-point shot in a meaningless preseason game is something that, I mean, was sending shockwaves through the Delaware Valley last night.
That was arguably the biggest shot ever taken in a preseason Sixers game in the history of Sixers.
But doesn't it say a lot about us right now and how we view this kid? And it's not typical waiting for him to fail. He's a bust. And
right.
just the misery that usually is associated with the first-round pick not living up to hype. This is similar to, remember, a couple of years ago with last year with Nelson Agholor in that open practice. 60,000 people were cheering a guy catching a football against nobody, against air.
A slant route against no one.
Yes, and this is similar.
Well, and the interesting part about that is, you remember, the